All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, Jesse Wallacher, with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, the membership site, and jessewallacher.com, where everything is housed that you could possibly want that has to do with me and all the things that I'm just spouting from my face full. So, the Brain Dump Diaries podcast that you are so wonderfully listening to right now is where I just dump my brain on all the things that we are thinking deep down inside but are too afraid to admit out loud, thinking that they will just validate and verify that we can't actually do it, that we are unmotivated, that this isn't the life for us, that we're not actually capable of all the things that we really want to do, when in reality, everyone's thinking and feeling the exact same thing. Everyone else is just running on exhaustion and on empty, and we're ready for change, but we're scared to admit it and afraid that it actually isn't out there. Because what we want is not an easy fix pill that can massively be sold and reproduced, but it's like more emotional work that's on the inside. But we're also scared that like that's too like woo-woo and we're hardcore and we can handle it and we don't want to admit that. But my friends, hear me out, because today we're talking about how everyone thinks that you're healthy and you actually look healthy, but you're not healthy at all. Oh, are you ready for that? Ooh, this building is getting a whole redo. Okie dokie. Anyways, I'm driving. I've got a headphone in with this microphone. I have my hands on the wheel. I'm paying attention to the road. Do not worry. This is being safe. So, what I wanted to chat with you about today is something that I realized looking back and how things have changed, and how I'm sure you are noticing as well, or you're too afraid to admit it. But here is the thing, here is the dealio, my friends. If you are really into fitness, if you're really working out and hardcore and you have like everyone's dream body and everyone looks to you as like inspiration and healthy stuff and everything like that, but really you have a terrible emotional attachment to food, a terrible view of your body, and a destructive view of fitness, you aren't actually as healthy as everyone thinks that you are. And you don't really even notice it or really even know it that much, because everyone that you're following is spouting and spewing the exact same thing. I'm trying to not have my sandwich run away from me. So we're talking about that. Because I remember looking back and like people saw me as the like healthy person, as the fit person, as like the super motivated person, when really I got to my lowest where I was starving. My body had completely shut down because I was limiting my calories and going like excessively crazy with my workouts. And it had shut down in order to survive. That's where my body went to. I was watching motivation videos in order to like even get myself to get up and go to work, even get up and like do my own workout, to the point where like I was teaching fitness classes and I like barely had the motivation in order to do those, something that I could easily do that was just like an extra to my day. Got to the point where those were hard, and even like further back from that, where like one moment in particular that I'll never forget, that I didn't realize how bad it was until like looking back, was I was doing a chest day. I had my dumbbells. I was doing flat bench press. I remember sitting up from that and like I was so dehydrated and malnourished so bad that like once I sat up, like the darkness started closing in around my vision and I started seeing stars. And I thought like blacking out, like people were talking about like how that was proving that you were pushing yourself, like throwing up during a workout, like that was pushing yourself. And if you're just seeing stars, well, just have some gummy worms. And like sour gummy worms are the bodybuilder's best friend, because it's just like a quick insulin boost, a quick like intermittent workout thing, because it's a quick sugar spike, and that'll be fine. And I remember going to my bag and only having like a few gummy bears left. And they were hard because even those I felt guilty about eating, because that's a treat, that's sugar. That's bad. That's not healthy. That's not good. And people were looking to me and wanting me to like train them and wanting to work with me and wanting to learn from me and like taking my advice. And I wasn't healthy. I wasn't good. But I didn't want to admit that. I didn't want to admit what I was doing wasn't healthy when other people were seeing that as motivation. And that's a lot of the people that you follow as well. Like, they don't, it's not that you can look healthy and ripped and lean and good and not be at all. And not be healthy and good. Inside out, mentally, physically, all of that stuff. Physically, I wasn't healthy. Mentally, I was far from healthy. But I kind of looked it. I acted the part. I played it out really well. Because, like, this is what everyone else is doing. So I should be able to do it as well. This isn't the stuff that's easily sold. Because it's not mainstream. It's anti-mainstream, basically. Because it's not a quick, repeatable supplement that you need for the rest of your life. This is a change that lasts a lifetime. That once you ingrain it into yourself, you never need to change it again. You never need to do something else in order to get that kick back. Sure, you might, like, I've had clients that after doing the work with me will once in a while, like, check in on other programs that I'm doing just to get, like, a reboot of kickstart. But, like, they have such a solid base and foundation that it's not gonna waver them any longer. Like, they are solid. They're solid. The past things that would take them, like knock them off track or question their potential or question themselves or send them into a downward spiral, like, that's not possible anymore. It becomes less on the physical aesthetics of it all and more on, like, are you actually okay? And not just, yeah, I'm good. Like, the whole Minnesota nice, like, casual conversation, like, hey, how are you doing? I'm doing good. How are you? Good. It's not the good pass by. It's the, I'm not doing too good, I'm struggling, but I don't want to admit it because people are leaning on me, because I'm supposed to be the strong one, because I'm supposed to be the one that has it all together, because everyone else is able to fall apart, everyone else is able to struggle and admit that they are human, but I am not. I'm not able to do that because I have to take care of everyone. You're not the mom of the world, okay? Even moms can be struggling, even moms are human. You don't need to keep it together. Ignore that noise. You don't need to keep it together. You don't need to not shed a tear in order to prove your strength. Think about it. Aren't you just impressed and in awe and so inspired by people that admit when they're struggling, that admit that they are human, that admit that life is happening and they're trying to just figure it out? You don't need to put up this facade and keep people 10 feet away. I know we're in quarantine and it's 6 feet, but, like, that's really it. You put up this wall and you don't let people in because you don't want them to see how much you're actually struggling. Because then what are they going to think? What are they going to view of you? What are their thoughts going to be? What are their perspectives going to change? They're going to see you as a fraud, as less than, as somebody that, like, isn't worth their time? What's going to change? You're not healthy. This is not a healthy view. To constantly be going on a diet, to constantly be struggling, to constantly be drowning yourself out and numbing your emotions with food and alcohol and fitness and anything else possibly, anything else that you numb yourself away from actually feeling your emotions and processing them, from actually dealing with trauma that you've dealt with in your past. And yes, just because somebody else has always had it worse doesn't mean your trauma isn't valid. Doesn't mean that what you're struggling with isn't good enough, isn't bad enough. You don't need to get to a certain point in your struggle, in your hurt, in your self-harm, whether physical or emotional, whether people can see it or not, in order to be validated. Just because you're dealing with an injury that no one can see doesn't mean you are fine. Doesn't mean that you aren't injured. Those can sometimes be the worst because people don't acknowledge it as much. Because it's not visible. If I can't see it, how do I know you're actually hurting? Because I'm taking it from my own perspective. I've never had that pain before, so you can't possibly be dealing with that. Or if I was dealing with something like this, I would deal with it differently. Or I've gone through something like that, so you don't need to worry about it as much, or, like, it's not as bad as what I went through, or it's only this bad, or whatever it is. No, that's not how it works. You don't need to keep masking it. There isn't a guide to an athlete. There isn't a guide to health. There isn't a guide to living the best life. It's your life. I said this before, and I think this is going to be, like, my new catchphrase, but, like, everyone, like, this is your life. Everyone else out there that's showing things, that's promoting things, it's all just white noise. Everyone else is just white noise. You can take their ideas and their perspectives, but it's not gospel. It's not word. It's not the Bible. It's not the secret. It's not the only thing. It's just white noise in your universe, and you can take it or leave it. And it doesn't dictate or validate or demonize or admit or whatever that you can or can't do something. It's just a possibility. It's just a potential. And you can give it as much or as little weight as you possibly want. And the reason you are at this point is because you're taking everyone's word as gospel, because you're constantly looking for something to fill the void. And it's not food, and it's not another workout, and it's not starving yourself or hurting yourself or drowning out with Netflix any longer. That's not cutting it anymore. That emptiness that you can't fill no matter how much you work out, no matter how much you eat, no matter how little you eat thinking that'll work, no matter how many people you get to love you, no matter how many people you get to be with you, no matter how many times your parents say how much they love you and believe in you, and that's still not enough, it's never going to come from the outside. It's never going to come from anybody else. It's never going to come from actually being that ideal body type that you have on your goal boards. It's never going to be actually getting on the scale and having that weight stare back at you, that number on the scale. Because if you still feel empty, if you still feel less than and not enough, those things, those goals that you reach are just going to be empty, empty, empty moments in time that you have put your entire life and your entire self-worth onto. They're going to come up empty. And then what? You've reached your goals. You've accomplished everything that you set out to. All those years and months and days of sacrifice have led to this moment, and it's empty. Then what? Is this it? Is this really just life? Is this what it's supposed to be? What am I missing? I did all the things. I found all the things. I stayed up late, I got up early, I did the little sleep, I did all the workouts, I did the fasted cardio, I counted my calories, I prepped all my meals, I took all the classes, I said no to fun things, to parties, to friendships, to relationships, to family, in order to do the things I needed to do, and I'm here, and I have no one to share it with. And I'm here, and I still feel empty. And I'm here, but nobody really knows me. No one knows me. No one knows what it took to get to this point. No one knows how actually empty I am. No one knows that I'm really struggling, and this isn't really what I wanted. But I just said it over and over again that this was what I wanted, but it isn't what I want. I just want to be enough. I'm tired. I just want rest. But I'm scared that if I rest, that I'm going to gain weight, that I'm going to lose all the progress that I've made, that my muscle is just going to wither away, and I'm going to fall back to, like, old habits and craving foods, and then I'm just going to balloon up into 1,000,000 pounds. And then who's going to want me? And then who's going to want me? We just want to be loved. We just want to be accepted. Just a natural human thing. Even if you're an introvert like me, you still want people in your life, people that actually get you, that actually understand you. But if you don't open up and admit that you're struggling and admit that, like, what you're doing isn't good, no one's actually going to know you. No one's actually going to understand that. No matter how close you are with people, no matter how much you talk and tell them everything, you're not telling them the things that are really important. You're not admitting to yourself the things that are really important. At all. And that's what you need to do. That's the thing that's going to make the biggest change. That's the thing that's actually going to lead you to true health, to true change. Truly. it's not the aesthetics that you think are going to be the thing that wins the guy, that wins the attention, that wins the validation, that wins the title that you're searching for. It's you giving it to yourself first. Truly, there's nothing more you need to earn. You don't need to earn anything. You were given this gift of life the moment you were brought into this world. The fact that you're here means you're worth it. Means you were chosen to walk this planet. And why are you questioning that gift every single day just because you don't fit this look that society has deemed lovable, that society has deemed good enough? And just because you become body positive doesn't mean you're going to balloon up and gain all this weight, which I know you're scared to admit to. Loving your body means you actually care for it. You care for the house that is housing your soul for eternity on this planet. Not for eternity on this planet, but you're admitting that you care about the house for your soul on this, for your time on this planet, and you care for your soul as well. So in order to care for that, you need to take care of it the best way you possibly can. And because of who you are, you're naturally going to want to choose healthy options. And because of who you are, you're naturally going to want to see what that body and that soul is capable of. And because of who you are going to lose the weight that you want to lose, that your body naturally wants to get rid of. You're going to have the ideal shape that your body can create. You're going to push the limits. You're going to test and see what you're capable of. You're going to grow and grow and grow and grow. Because that's who you are. Not because that's what everyone else is promoting. Not because that's the newest trend. Not because that's what's in and cool right now. Because of you. Because it's you. Because there's no one else like you. You're the only you on this planet. So why are you trying to copy and paste everyone else's life onto yours? Why? 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 The way you are viewing food and movement, your diet and your workout, your body as a whole, is not healthy. You can put on this facade, but it is not healthy. It is not good. And you are worth so much more than that. It's an inside to outside thing. Because once you change the inside and the value and worth that you have, and the freedom and balance that you're allowing yourself, everything else is going to change easily and naturally based on what it is you want in this life. So I want to ask you, this is my favorite question to ask, period. Before I was a coach, even in high school, besides have you pooped today, if you could do anything in the world and money wasn't a deciding factor, money wasn't a limiting thing, what would you do? What do you want to do in this life? What do you desire to do? What do you desire to be? Where do you desire to go? What do you want? Because the sad truth of the fact is that, like, so my coach Genevieve Rackham brought this up, and, like, I didn't even realize this, but, like, people, you're not letting yourself play in the desire and the potential of the world, in this limitlessness, in this possibility. You're not allowing yourself to think what if in a positive way. Like, what? Excuse me? That is so sad. That is sad. That you're not letting yourself play in potential and play in possibility and play in desire and actually, like, find out what you want in life. You're not doing that at all? Why not? No wonder you're numbing yourself out. No wonder you're silencing your voice. No wonder you're doing this in order to gain love, because that's the only thing you feel is lack, is not good enough. So of course you're not going to, like, actually do what you want to do, because you don't even know what you want to do. all you know is that you want to be loved and valued. So that's what you're going to chase. I'm so sorry it's gotten to that point. But it doesn't have to. By being healthy, by chasing your desires, by chasing your goals, by living the life that you truly want to live, and making it work along the way, figuring out along the way, not having a game plan, a step-by-step process, a diet and workout routine to track every single day and moment, you are going to be so truly healthy, so truly good, so truly worth it. Because you have deemed yourself worthy enough to start with, that you're taking the necessary steps after. So, if you could do anything in the world and money wasn't an option, what would you like to do? Honestly, what would you like to do? Figure that out, then figure out how you could practically put it into this world. Potentially, play with the possibilities, play with the illogical side of it. How can you actually make this happen? More options are going to come up to it. And when you're doing that, you're naturally going to want to fuel yourself the best way, because you're going to want to reach those goals. You're going to want to be as healthy as possible in order to get that stuff, to actually make it a part of your life and live it out and enjoy it the best possible way. You should be eating and moving to be an asset to society and an asset to your own life. You're not training for a competition for somebody else to deem you an athlete and give you a title and proclaim that you've done it. You're training and eating for life, for what it is you want to do. And in order to do it the best you possibly can and to get the most out of it and have the best experience, you need to be as healthy as you possibly can. Throw away every other image that popped into your head right now when I said that and think of just you. The best healthy version of you that you possibly can, in order to get the results, in order to have the life, in order to have everything that you want. That is the person that you need to be. That is the person you need to find. That is the person you need to embody. That is the person that's going to be the healthiest. It's not the physical aesthetics that just get like washed over in the land of Instagram, in the land of Facebook, that look like everyone else that's like posting butt workouts. You can still enjoy doing butt workouts, but it's going to be your version that's going to like create the butt that you want, create the health that you want, the life that you want, all of that stuff. That's what's going to come up. That's what's going to happen. That's you. That's you. Hello? You aren't healthy right now. You aren't. Even if the blood tests say yes. Psychologically, you are not healthy. You are not in a good place. If you're tracking every little thing, if you're measuring every little bit of progress, and you're waiting until the what ifs, and until you've earned it in order to actually live life. That's not healthy. That's not normal, and that's not a luxury. That's normal. That's what it should be, and that's what it can be for you. I help my private clients do this. Soon I will be doing that in a much larger scale with my beginning program, and even on a larger scale than that with Rock Solid and the membership site. If you're listening to this later on, go check it out, friend. But this is and should be the new normal, and that's my goal here, is to change this stuff so no one ever has to go through this up and down yo-yo dieting ever again. Because it's just not allowed. It's not even a possibility. It's not even a potential look at again. No. Like, not even at all. So if you would like to chit-chat more about that right now, if you have bigger plans than and bigger dreams than your own backyard and then the list of foods you can and can't eat and all the diets that you've tried and the workout routines and programs that you have right now, then just come and talk to me. Message me. Please, just do. I'm taking on private clients, and I would love to support you through this. because this is a change that will last a lifetime, that will change everything for you. And it doesn't have to take the years that it normally will, because you're going to go up and down trying to figure it out into high and low places again, because that's what I've done and that's what I've noticed a lot of people are doing. A lot of people are going through this change right now, but it's a lot of breaking down the rules and beliefs that you've already had for years and changing them into new ones and actually learning to trust yourself again. And with me in your back pocket, we fast track that very quickly and very easily. So you don't have the super low lows that me and so many other people have had that I've seen and noticed. And noticed by them not posting and not talking about it until years later. Until a long time later as they're trying to figure it out. Going back and forth. We can fast track this easily. And I can support you through it. And if that's what you would like, I would love to talk more with you. But other than that, I'm going to get going, because I've been talking a lot about this. So I would love to hear more. If you answer that stuff, feel free to send me an email. All of my stuff is down below, whether on social media or a legit email, info@jessiewallacher.com. Otherwise, I hope to hear from you at some point in some kind of way. Come follow me. Come keep listening. I love all of my silent listeners. I know you're there. But have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.